ends up my doctor's physician's assistant. Father owned a business down there during the strip period, the clothing store. And they,
which one?
Oh gosh, I'll have to find out.
Vans?
Was it Vans?
We were just talking about them.
Oh my gosh.
Was it a men's clothing store?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, next to the newsstand.
I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And her daddy had a Cadillac, and she said that she was in the store one time, her daddy goes out and says to the kids, "Do not sit on my Cadillac. If you have to sit somewhere, go inside. It's not locked."
You're talking about tight squeeze. We found out in history thing that right there along the strip, how there's kind of a ripple in the road, that and the place behind Atlantis Rising and American Lunch, that big depression, that ran all the way up. That was tight squeeze.
Okay.
And the Crescent was where Peachtree went around it. And so that was this wooded little gully. And because it made this jacked turn, 14th Street was the where all the wagons unloaded. And so merchants would have to come from Atlanta up to 14th, out Peachtree, and cash on the barrelhead after the Civil War. You got to carry a lot of money with you and carrying goods back. And you had to slow down to make that muddy. There was a spring there. As I said, it was always muddy, and you had to slow down this bend, and thugs would come out and steal anything they could, fell off a truck.
Yeah.
That was where it fell off the truck, or they robbed you.
Okay.
After they killed a couple of prominent citizens, the city brought in their own pig pen number one. Brought a police force in and cleaned up the area and made it Blooming Hills. That was
okay. Well, that explains too why that's always been a bohemian area, because any depressed area or crime area is usually also a bohemian area.
White people can afford to live.
Right. Yeah.
What, bohemian people.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Dougie.
It was a known hangout for morphine addicts after the Civil War.